I speak with you in my office? Your work can wait. This is an important matter. Come to my office at the earliest convenience. That means now. Sit. Yes, everything's fine. This has nothing to do with your performance. No, it has nothing to do with our activities either. It's something separate. I just want to give you some advice that'll help you. The women that work here aren't great fits for potential partners. I mean it. They're nasty and they'll tear you, I mean, a man's heart out of his chest without even flinching. Why was this important? Because chasing after women from the workplace isn't the best idea. Especially these women. They'll break your heart, which will affect your performance. You aren't going after anyone right now. That's, okay. But you understand what I said, correct? Good. Yes, you can leave. Shut the door on your way out. I need to speak to you in my office. Yes, again. I mean, yes, again. I thought you told me that you understood what I said earlier. You don't understand. I told you not to go after any of the women in the office. You said you haven't been or weren't planning to. So imagine my surprise when I see you with that bimbo from accounting. Yes, Jessica. You were all buddy-buddy with her at lunch, I saw you two leaving together. She was eyeing you up and down like a piece of fucking meat. Just friends. Does she know that? She's been eye-fucking you every chance she gets. She laughs way too loud at your jokes, and when she laughs, she's holding onto your arm. So I don't think she knows that you're just friends. Why do I care? I've never been good at sharing, I guess. Exclusivity. I never said anything about that. But I think I'd, prefer if we were. No, I haven't been sleeping with anyone other than you recently. Have you slept with anyone else? Okay. Okay, good. Just, it's just obvious that she likes you, and I know her type. So just, please, be careful with her. I don't want you to get hurt. And if you want to pursue her, that's perfectly fine. But our arrangement will have to stop. No feelings for her at all. Okay, that's good. Although now that you know that she likes you, you might want to try something. After all I just told you, you're gonna do all of that. How fast would it take for her to fuck you? You piece of shit. I know what you're doing. Don't act all innocent. You might have been doing it on accident at first, but what you're doing right now is obvious. Don't lie to me. In fact, don't even open your mouth. Just stay there. I told you to keep your mouth shut, didn't I? Good boy. Fuck, you moan so good when I grab your hair like this. You want to act like a brat and try to tease mommy. Well, it worked. And now mommy's horny and so angry with you. Are you gonna fix that? Is my good boy gonna make it up to mommy? Good fucking boy. I'm gonna sit at my desk and you're gonna use your tongue to please mommy. Come here. That's it. On your hands and knees for me. Good boy. Put your face between my thighs. Do you see what you've done to me? Do you see what you made, mommy? It's all your fault. And you're gonna fix it. Take my panties off with your teeth. Under my skirt. Good boy. No. Don't start licking it. Just put your face right in front of my dripping pussy. And just look at it. So swollen and puffy. You did this, you know. You did this to me. Now fix it with your tongue. Fuck. That's my good boy. Good fucking boy. You know exactly what mommy likes. I bet I taste much, much better than that slut. So much sweeter than her. Oh, yeah, like right there. Right fucking there, yeah. fuck, let me grab the back of your head and shove you deeper. Yeah, there you go. A face full of mommy's dripping wet pussy. Yes, what is it? Oh, Jessica. give me just a second. Hide under my desk now. Good afternoon, Jessica. Is everything all right? Oh, you just had some questions about the policies here? Of course. Come in and have a seat. All right. What policies were you wondering about? Dress code. Yes, we're normally business casual, but we do have our casual days. Just look out for the newsletter. It has some information regarding specific days. We'll have a themed day once or twice a month. Last month we had a jersey day, which means anyone can wear whatever jersey they'd like. The sport doesn't really matter. Oh, these themed days aren't mandatory or anything. It's just, some extra fun we have. Any other questions? Oh? Dating policies. We don't have any formal policies against workplace relationships, but we highly advise against it. As the saying goes, you don't poop where you eat at, right? Mixing work and play isn't the best idea, but it works for some people. I have to ask, though, such a specific question. Anyone you have your eye on? I'm only teasing. Oh, him. Nothing. He's a great worker, very talented. I agree, yes. He's very kind and polite. You should tell him how you feel. If he likes you back, then great. If not, that's fine too, then. I think we both know he's not the type to make things awkward between you two. Oh. That was all the questions you had? Okay, well, I'm always here if you need anything else, okay? You have a great day. Oh, and can you lock the door on your way out too? Thank you. You thought you could make mommy make some noise while she was talking? I'm very, very good at hiding my moments. Years of fingering myself during video meetings taught me how to be discreet. But That was very naughty of you, baby. You even had your cock out while you were eating my pussy. Were you jacking off while your face was buried deep in mommy's pussy? Yeah. What a bad boy. Mommy's gonna have to use your cock now, then. I'm gonna lean over my desk. And you're gonna fuck me from behind until I come, okay? Good boy. Now get up. Let me spread my legs just like this. And I want you to stick it in right fucking now. Fuck. Oh my god. Just in here, and you under the desk. Oh my god, I wanted to show her. I wanted to show her that you belong to me. Oh, that you only belong to me. Perfect for me. Hitting every single fucking one of my spots. Yeah. Fuck. I need you to go faster. Can you do that for me, baby? Yeah. Can you go faster? Oh my god. Jessica, right? You're not gonna think about fucking that bimbo anymore. That's right. You only can fuck mommy. Only think about mommy. Yeah. Oh my god. Come with me, baby. Come with me, please. Oh my god. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god. Fucking dump your fucking cum inside me. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. I'm coming. Come inside me, come inside me. Spills out, okay? Okay, pull out now. Okay. Panties back on. Okay. I'm sorry. I know this broke the rules of our agreement. We were never supposed to bring this inside the office. I wasn't thinking clearly, and I'm sorry. Of course you're not complaining. You just had your balls emptied out inside me in the middle of the workday. But I guess that's all okay with you, right? Good. Great. And I'm also sorry about me getting jealous. I know we never talk about exclusivity, but you're still okay with it? Really? That's good. I'm glad. I guess we better get back to it then. Oh, wait, before you leave. Please tell Jessica how you feel. I know I called her some less than professional names, but she's a nice girl. She deserves to know that you don't have feelings for her. Great, all right. Then I guess I'll see you tonight. Good. I'll see you then. Fuck, I think I'm falling in love.